I've read several poems about, I've tried to write several poems about my beloved high school girlfriend, and I shall end with one in her sacred memory. I believe that wherever she is tonight, I sound like Garrison Keillor when I did that. I believe that wherever she is tonight, she's thinking of me. This is a set with two parts. The first part is called First Fraudulent Muse. Not 17, she dumped me. No one has to tell me a thing about the sorrows, aches, indiscretions, and calamities of young poets in the United States in the late 20th century. The poem I wrote then, the one that would make her want me, either for my wry sensitivity or the scholarly erudition of my heart, is not this one. It made some obscure reference to the goddess Diana while drizzling bad terzarima about some poor decrepit wino eviscerating a garbage can. My good friend looked at it and made me know what kind of damn idiot I sure was. His maxims come back. Read everything. Love language. Revise. Abide in the transforming fire. And hers, mutated by distance. While I was attaching the syllables of a certain mulberry tree to an adjective that I loved, she went and married an electrician. Still, I had to make a living, mindful of the preserving potential of the art and language clattering under the platen like the small dark horse of the embalmer's salt. Always, it is the same night, I called her Lily of the Valley and named her in many songs. She keeps turning her cold, beautiful shoulder into someone else's words.